Hey everyone, it's Tuesday here, aka Jack Hatter, and in today's episode, we're going to be diving into 17 of the weirdest, most interesting, creepy facts. Some are true, some may be true. You never know what's true or what's not true these days, but they're still interesting and they make you think. Some of them do. So let's get into this. Okay. In the 1930s, people would literally dance themselves to death. Dance marathons were popular during the Great Depression, a contest that offered free food, shelter, and medical care as long as you kept dancing. It was an exciting thing in that time of hardship. Some contestants dropped dead after dancing for days or even months to take home the coveted cash prize. Now, I could understand, like, the Great Depression. Obviously, it's called the Great Depression. People needed an outlet for fun, but you shouldn't. And, like, to get free food and stuff like that, because money was hard. And free medical care, heck. If I was needing severe medical care, like, at that time, I would probably do something to a certain extent, but I wouldn't dance myself to death, you know? Like, wow. Okay, this one, it's called the alien hand syndrome. It is a strange disease that makes the owner of the body completely unstable to control the movements of his or her own hands. As if both hands have life and a way of thought that is separate from the body. Now that just sounds creepy as crap, man. That just sounds real creepy. And I believe, like, I don't know of anybody with this disease. I've never seen it. I think I've heard of it before. But it's just weird to think that you can't control a part of your body. Like when you have like a random twitch, you know, like your leg twitches or your hand, but like it's just weird. And y'all, where I found these are honestly, I just googled creepy weird facts or like creepy facts, scary facts, stuff like that, and I just went through the Google images and I found them. So like I said, some may be true, some may be false. You never know, but I still like reading them. I think they're interesting. Like this one, especially if, like, paranormal ones. At night. And I've experienced this. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have. And I, for one, myself, seem to believe this because, hey, you believe what you believe. And that is, at night, most of us have dreams of falling from something, and suddenly it wakes us up. According to a paranormal experts, it is due to a spirit or a ghost present in your room, which is trying to communicate with you. Your brain senses that and wakes you up. Now, I've had this so many times in my life. I can't think of a recent occasion. But it's happened often throughout the years. And I've always wondered why. I've heard that it's like your body is shutting down, like your heart almost stops or something like that. And it's your brain saying, hey, wake up or you're about to die. Say, I've heard so many other things. I've heard that's one reason or theory I've heard about those types of dreams, where it's just like blackness and then you wake up from the feeling that you were falling. It's just weird. I hate those dreams. I wouldn't even call those dreams, because all you see in that dream is pure blackness. Like you're falling from nothing. It's just so weird. Okay, here's another ghosty one for ya. Woohoo! The times from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. is mysterious. This hour is most influenced by spirits and supernatural. The human body is weakened between 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. and 90% of natural deaths occur in this hour. Sometimes you laugh, talk, and cry in your sleep. It's often a spirit sitting in your room beside your bed or on your bed. You never know. Like, honestly, though, reading this one, it could just be I have a fan blowing on me because I got a little warm, that the hairs on my head are literally standing up, and it gave me chills because, like, I'm gonna get real with y'all for a second. This back end of my house, because, like, I'm in the back end, and my parents are all in the other end, and there's a door that you open and close to get in this end, like a hallway door. And ever since I was a little kid, I've always sensed something here. Like, I'm in the very back bedroom now, and I used to not be. I used to be in this middle bedroom. But at night, and when it's like pitch black back here, I used to be afraid to walk down the hallway. I would literally run. If I had to go to the bathroom, like say we're in the living room watching TV and I had to go to the bathroom and it was pitch black in here, I would literally run down the hallway into the bathroom, do my stuff, and cut the light off, run out of it, because I hated the feeling I would get. And I'm getting chills now talking to you guys about this. Like, I'm a firm believer in ghost spirits. Many people are, many people aren't. We all have our preferences and our beliefs. I believe in ghosts. And I kid you not, I know there's something in this house. It could, and okay, now I'm going to start to sound real crazy with you guys. And this is an image that's been in the back of my mind ever since, for as long as I can remember, ever since I was a little kid. And it would be this bright, green, evil, glowy figure of a man. And I would get it from this room, this very room that I'm in. And one time I keep saying I kid you not, and that's getting on my nerves. I don't think I've ever really seen it with my own two eyes. It's almost like an imagination. Like, I imagine it. But why would I imagine something that vivid to the point that I remember that from, like, when I was 5 years old up until now and I'm 20? Like, because when you're a young kid, you're more aware of spirits. And my pets, even. Like, when we'd get pets, would not like coming back here. Our cats won't even come back here. My dogs will, but my cats won't. And we have this one dog, Daisy, who's still fairly new. We've had her for a few months now here. And she won't even lay in this room for long periods of time. She will go and lay at the end of the hallway at the door. Like, she doesn't like being in this room. But also on this end, I look out my window and I see the corner of our front yard. That's where all of our pets from the past are buried. So who knows? My house could be haunted by my pets. You never know. Okay, yeah. Okay, here's a fun little interesting one. The mask. In the original Halloween films, the Michael Myers mask is actually William Shatner's face when he played Captain Kirk. The production crew bought the cheapest mask they could find at a Halloween store, which so happened to be William Shatner. And then they spray painted it white and then I guess blackened, like cut the eyes out, put like dark felt or whatever. I just thought that one was funny and interesting, so I thought I'd share that one. Okay, now, Abraham Lincoln used to be my favorite president to learn about. like, he was the one I remembered how he died and everything. Like, I don't know why, I enjoyed learning. Like, at school, I enjoyed getting to learn about Abraham Lincoln. Don't know why. We all have our interests, right? And this one is, and I've seen this one before. I've read this one before. According to his bodyguard, Crook, Abraham Lincoln dreamed about being assassinated 3 nights in a row. Crook told him to stay home that night, but he left and said goodbye, Crook. It was the first time he ever told Crook goodbye instead of goodnight. Now, that's not really, well, it's a fact, but not a fact. You get the idea. And here's another one about Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln's ghost is the most popular ghost story in the White House. Lincoln's ghost is said to have haunted the White House since his death and has been reported by over 20 employees and residents, including First Ladies, Harry Truman, Teddy Roosevelt, and Winston Churchill. Like, hey, I'd be like, what's up, Prez Abe? What's up, President Abe? Yes. And here's another quick, short one for you. Coffin births occur when a pregnant corpse expels gas, releasing the dead fetus. That's all that says. And it's kind of weird, but kind of not, because we release gas, our bodies swell up when we die. All mammals, I don't know about insects, but all mammals, us, yeah, we just, when we start to decompose and stuff. Okay, this one was extremely not satisfying, but interesting to me. And I'm going to look up more psychology facts, because I'm fresh out of high school. I would love to go to college, but I can't at the moment. And this isn't even what I would want to go to college for. It's almost kind of like a side hobby. But I'm fascinated with psychology. Like, mental disorders. But not in a way to make fun of them. I'm fascinated by them. I love learning about mental disorders. People with, like, multiple personalities and stuff like that. It's interesting to me. And I've met people. And I don't, like, say this to, like, be, like, and ask them questions to be, like, oh, my God, like, in a make-fun-of way to be disrespectful. No, I respect them fully because they're just people like we are. And so, I'm fascinated by it. Anyway, here we go. The crusty stuff you get in the corner of your eyes when you wake up, you know, that stuff that you happen to wipe off before you apply your makeup or something like that, is remnants of your dreams. Now, this could be real, this could be fake. I just thought it was interesting. The color tells you about how your dreams were. That felt worded wrong, weird to me. Anyway, yellow means you dreamt about love. Brown means you dreamt about death. Green means you dreamt about wealth, which makes sense. Green, money. Colorless means you dreamt about fame. And black means you dreamt about nothing. Which makes sense because, like, black people always compare nothingness to blackness, darkness, you know. But you think, I guess brown meaning death because, like, dirt, you're buried. I don't know, but, like, the next time I wake up, I'm gonna check. If I got any crusty stuff, I'm gonna check to see what the color is. Because, hey. Okay. This one was also interesting. Paranormal experts said that if you saw someone unfamiliar in your dreams, it is actually the ghost watching you while you were sleeping. And I can't remember a dream I've had lately very vividly or anything like that, but I do recall having many dreams that I wake up and I don't understand, like, I don't understand what's going on in these dreams. There's people that I don't understand. Someone that I'm like, I've never seen before. And going back to believing back here's haunted and everything. I truly, myself, as a believer in ghosts and supernatural, whatever you want to call it, I believe that's true. Especially if you're like in a hotel or something and you go to sleep that night and you like dream about, hey, some girl named Betty Sue that you've never met before and you wake up vividly knowing her. What if, I'm just saying, what if there was a woman there before you named Betty Sue and she was murdered or died? Like, you never know. It's just, like I said, some of these really make you think. Okay. And here's another, like, if, like, ghost, because ghost here. Okay. Did you know? And this is another where it says it's a psychological. That's what, I knew I was going to mess up that word. Anyway, fact. But it could be true. It could not be true. It's up to you to believe it or not. If you shiver for no reason, it means that a spirit is passing near you or through you. In some cases, the spirit is possibly just looking at you. Sup, spirits? I bring no harm. I got extreme chills when I said that, so I was like, whew. Okay, here's another spirit one. Some of the people believe that when you yawn at exactly 9 p.m., there is a possibility that there is a ghost near you. They say that ghost takes some of a person's energy. Some of your energy, if this is ever happened to you. That's why we feel tired and sleepy. Okay, here's a fact about Charlie Chaplin. After his death, his body was dug up and held to ransom for $600,000. His body was quickly recovered by the police, and Chaplin's body was reburied with a stone slab covering the grave. Honestly, though, I'm just going to be real with y'all because I don't know. Like, there's still grave robbers in this world somewhere. But, like, even back in the day, like, famous people, they should have known. They should have took extra precautionary. They should have just, like, I totally just forgot the guy's name, but when he found King Tut's tomb, and when they found him and they opened his thing, they had, I don't know what the substance was, but covered to make it harder to get him out. Like, the Egyptians knew what they were doing. Why didn't we, you know? But at least they learned the second go around to cover him in a concrete slab. Okay, this one, I believe from experience, I'm not going to say talk of any events, I'm not going to say people and all that, but I truly believe this from experience at a young age. I believe it to be true. Children exposed to family violence show the same patterns of activity in their brains as soldiers exposed to combat. I mean, you can get PTSD from any traumatic thing. It's been proven. Like, you could get it from a severe car wreck. Anything. So, I believe this to be true. I'm not saying I have PTSD. But certain people in my life that I've talked to about it, including my mom, I've explained myself. Yeah, I'm not going to go into that because this isn't, that ain't that kind of podcast. Yeah, but I believe it to be true. Okay, depression is not only tough on your mind, but also your body, which is so true. Speaking from experience, my mother could say the same, suffers from depression, a lot of us do. A study suggests that severe depression actually ages cells, making sufferers more prone to age-related diseases, including many types of cancer. Okay, y'all. This one is probably one of the most interesting facts, legends, whatever you want to call it, to me. Like paranormal ones, because like I want to try it, but I'm also kind of scared to at the same time. According to paranormal experts, if you watch yourself for 10 minutes or more in a dark room, your brain literally gets bored and starts scaring you. Thanks a lot, brain. Brain, you're supposed to have my back. Anyway, you would be more likely to see a ghost or a monster. That ghost will be your reflection, a combination of your face or another face in your brain. This causes you to see a ghost. Scary, but interesting. Says that at the very end in all caps. And I'm like, yeah, it sounds terrifying, but I want to try it. I got a mirror right here. I got a dark room. I want to try it. But honestly, I'm a little nervous too. Because I'm like, I'm afraid of what might happen if it would happen, you know? Okay. This one, I got right here. And it's going to be our last one. And from recent conversations I've had with a certain person, a friend, talking about like ghosts and like seeing something, I just wanted to share this quick little fact. And like facts about ghosts, that they vary, you know. Anyway, spirits can be manifest in various ways, including orbs, streaks of light, dark shadows, mist, and strange blurs. Full body apparitions are possible, but highly unlikely. I'm definitely going to be getting more of these weird, creepy, strange, scary even facts. Because I enjoy reading these, even if they're true or they're not true. They're just fun because they're interesting. And some just put a chill down your spine. But anyway, there you guys go. That is my episode on the strange facts that I found on Google. See you guys in the next one. Bye.